Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitsiou. Australia will give further funding for Ukraine's fight against Russia. Defence Minister Richard Marles announced a $100 million aid package, becoming the second government minister to visit Ukraine since the war started. The boost includes $30 million towards uncrewed aerial systems and $15 million towards equipment such as combat helmets. A glider pilot and passenger have been killed in a crash tragedy in Victoria's High Country. The pair were trying to spread a loved one's ashes when they crashed at Mount Beauty Airport, less than 2 years from a fatal crash an hour out from the same airport. Assistant Chief Fire Officer Brett Myers says it was quite confronting.
Emergency services tried to resuscitate the two occupants of the aircraft, but unfortunately were unsuccessful. Quite a traumatic scene with a number of family and friends that were in attendance.
A week of action has been proposed by the union representing Queensland teachers. A decision will be made in the coming days on whether to go ahead amid ongoing teacher shortages and workload concerns. Another poll has shown a drop in support for the Prime Minister. Labor's primary vote is down 3 points from 36 to 33%, and the coalition is up to 38%, according to Redbridge. And a secret tribute to much-loved chef Jock Zonfrillo has been created among the garden at MasterChef HQ in Melbourne. The first anniversary of his shock death is just days away. Fremantle are back in the winner's circle, downing the Doggies by 24 points. Josh Draper was subbed off with hamstring tightness, but James Ash has told Triple M it shouldn't be too serious.
It's probably not the game you want to lose a key. They're massive, the Bulldogs forward line, but well, he seems to think he's not too bad, so fingers crossed it's a good result.
While Bulldog Cody Waitman will undergo elbow scans today, earlier another injury blow for star cat Patrick Dangerfield, who is out with a second hamstring issue in 7 weeks following their 13-point win over the Blues. Switching codes, and Rhys Walsh has steered the Broncos to victory over the West Tigers, scoring 2 tries in their 34-10 win. He has cleared himself of injury after just suffering bad cramping. Pat Carrigan has told Triple M the young star will never slow down.
We love to play footy in this group and we can see things, but just being able to build pressure and be a bit smarter, that's what we're working on. But, mate, big moments, he wants the ball and, you know, that's a credit to him.
The Panthers held off a late scare to seal a 6-point win over the Cowboys. And a 7-under par round from Cameron Smith has the Queenslander in contention heading into the final day of the LIV Golf event in Adelaide.